why am I in here fixing equipment? Doesn't everybody know that's a really bad idea? It's a bad idea. Every time I try to fix something, I get in trouble by the people who are paid to fix something over here. Anyway, Chantal Hyde is here, Canada's dating expert, and you are in the studio with us this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How is that working for you? Is it working for you?
It's working for me.
It's working for you. Okay, we had microphone issues there. But honestly, I'm not, I believe that I can do anything, and I'm a really good feminist, but some things it's just simply because I don't care. I don't really want to know how to fix things, so I just choose not to. Oh, good. Arlene Dell's in here to fix things.
Well, there's a reason why we have boys.
Well, and I'm going to get in big trouble for this, but in my house, we do pink jobs and blue jobs.
Yeah.
If you want to be a boy and wear pink, that's totally fine. And yes. I get it. But there are some things that I just don't want to do. Like if you start talking to me about shingles, I simply don't care.
Right.
You pick whatever shingles you want.
I know. I just did that.
I don't have it in my head. I try to care, but I don't. And I feel like, you know, with all the talking we do about feminism and gender issues and stuff like that, that perhaps that's a bad thing to admit.
Okay.
But wait, it's true.
No,
it's true.
No, let me take you back to evolution.
Yes, please. Okay. I love it when you do this.
There's pink jobs and there's blue jobs from the beginning of time. It is not unnatural to have pink jobs and blue jobs. So when we were cavemen and cavewomen, it was natural for the men to band together and go out and go hunting.
Yes.
It was natural for the women to band together and do the raising of the children, because sharing the workload in that way, using your strengths, using, you know, and we are genetically different. Like women are more detail oriented genetically. Like it's just more natural. And I'm not saying that you're not going to find men that are detail oriented. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, as a general rule, we tend to notice the little nitty gritty things, the stuff in the corner, and men not so much. But men are better with direction than we are. And it just goes all the way
from
back
to... From the hunting and the gathering.
Well, it goes all the way back to early caveman days, you know? Like, they did go out further in order to bring back bigger resources. So they had to have a better sense of direction. We did need to be more detail-oriented because we raised the children. We had to notice, is the color off? Is the weight off? Are they thriving? Are they eating properly?
Right.
Like, we had to see every single little detail to make sure that that kid survived long enough to make another kid.
Yep.
And ensure that the species was going to continue, right? So
I once, she who has the boobs stays home with the babe, right? That's kind of how it goes.
Baby,
we got to feed the baby. Somebody's got to feed the baby.
That's a pink job.
That's a pink job. And we can be equal, but we can be different. I tell that to my boys all the time. We can be equal, but we can be different.
As an individual, focus on your strengths. And if your strength is a pink job more than a blue job, then that's okay. There's nothing sexist about that.
I once heard a great little story about, you know, women are often complaining that men can't find, you know, something, you know,
the wallet, my husband all the time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I heard this woman say, you know, well, like, why does my husband open the fridge and ask me where the mustard is? And I go over there and the mustard is clearly in a yellow container right in front of his face. And this doctor explained that because the mustard is stationary, because men, evolution wise, were trained to see animals and birds and things, you know, that they needed to catch moving. So they're better at seeing because the mustard's not moving. It's staying still. So they have no need to try and find it because, you know, they already have the meat on the sandwich. So, yeah, which was an interesting conversation. Okay, so let's talk about what you want to talk about for a bit. And then I have really great questions here from our listeners to Jennifer at 570news.com. So I have a few that people have sent in. And we're going to get you to sit, I think, because they want you on the camera better. Yeah.
Oh.
Just pull your chair in.
No problem.
And I'll give the email address again, jennifer@570news.com. But if you want to talk to Chantal directly, there we go. Beautiful. You can call us at *570 or at 519-570-2545. So any question in terms of any timeline in the relationship, whether you're married, whether you're divorcing, whether you're brand new, love question is fair game. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Now I promised them that we would tell them first of all, because you know how I was so mesmerized, and I still love the no kissing rule. So explain to people that rule if they're the brand new relationship, just because I mentioned it earlier, and I need you to explain it to them,
right?
So they get a concept of what that means, because it's a little bit mind blowing.
Okay. So this rule applies to women because men don't. Men don't follow this rule because they're not genetically made to be the selector in the species. So think about a mammal and think about how things happen in the animal world. And for the most part, the males put on a display and the females select the male that they're going to mate with, right? And so it's very natural for us to do it this way too. It's not natural for men to do the no kissing for 3 months rule because they're just designed to plant the seed when there's, you know, an availability to plant the seed. Whereas as the female of the species, we should be looking for the best mate to plant the seed in us, because if we got pregnant with a mate that wasn't going to stick around or wasn't strong enough to bring enough resources when we were, you know, not able to move as far, not able to move as much, when we were encumbered with a child, then the child had a lower chance of survival. So it is natural for us to sit back for a period of time and observe and see the behavior of the mate, the potential mate that wants to be with us. So that is just the biological aspect of it. Now, when men kiss, it doesn't mean commitment. It's like, I'm attracted to you and I want to get with you. When women kiss, like just think about yourself, all of you ladies out there, I want you to take a moment and I want you to think about when you kiss a guy and then somebody else comes along and says, hey, I'm interested in you, let's go for coffee. What is your response going to be? I'm kissing somebody, for the most part, I'm kissing somebody, I'm sorry, I'm unavailable right now. And so we seal it with a kiss regardless of whether or not we know who the person is. And that's the part that doesn't make sense. Regardless of whether or not we know who the person is, we have committed to them and we're saying no to other prospective males. And so that's what I want you to realize, is you should not be kissing a stranger. You should be kissing somebody that you've observed long enough to be able to predict how their behavior is going to be in the future. Best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. So give yourself 3 months, like set a date so that you're not going, should I kiss him now? Like, is it the right time? Do I know what, you know, I'm feeling it right now. Should I do it now? Take the question off your mind. The only question you should be asking yourself for the first 3 months is, do I like him? And if by the end of 3 months, the answer has become no, then don't kiss them for sure, because now you've avoided a train wreck. If at the end of 3 months, the chemistry isn't there anymore, it's a good thing you didn't kiss him. If at the end of 3 months, he's not paying enough attention to you, you don't feel special, you feel like he's, you know, now he's paying attention to other girls, it's a good thing you didn't kiss him. If he cannot make it to the end of 3 months with you, with this small obstacle, the only obstacle you're putting in the way is you have to get to know me. If you put that obstacle in the way and he doesn't make it to the end of 3 months because he didn't care to get to know you, it's a good thing you didn't kiss him.
And I love the part too where you talk about, you know, we're animals and we're clouded by, you know, sexual excitement. And
oxytocin, dopamine. I mean, dope. The word dope is in dopamine.
Turns you into one. You
know? Yeah.
And I loved how you mentioned in one of our previous chats that, you know, that clouds our judgment. So yeah. If it's completely off the table, you are far more tuned in to what you just talked about, those things that you're looking for, those things that you're making sure are there before
you're... Shared value, enough attention, yes. Do I feel special, and is the behavior consistent? So the guy that I met at the beginning of 3 months, is he an even better guy at the end because I got to know him more and I like him even more?
And I want to kiss him even more because I'm invigorated and excited. Yeah.
Boom. Oh,
you just gave me the goosebumps.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. When you wait 3 months and the intimacy and the chemistry just grows and grows and grows over that period of time. Oh, my. Let me tell you a story. I was coaching a girl and I mean, like, you there's a delicacy that it takes to get to the end of 3 months with any good man, because you don't want him to feel rejected, right? So there's a dance that goes on. But when you hit that 3 month mark, one of the girls that I coached, they went back to the place where they had their first date and then shared their first kiss and then went back to her place and didn't leave for a week.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that is good. And so, and just to be clear too, we're talking about when you're looking for a relationship.
A long-term relationship.
Something that, if you want the, what do you call it? Sexy fun time?
Fun.
If you just want fun, then have all the fun you want,
yes.
Right?
Oh yeah.
You're not, we're not projecting any ethics and morals. Exactly.
Yeah. No.
We're saying
what
you're looking for is seriousness.
Yes.
Then this is something you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we take a break, let's talk about what you're you're doing, because I know you're working incessantly hard all the time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. And then after the break, we'll come back because I have so many questions coming in here.
Yay.
For you, Chantel Hyde, Canada's dating expert. So what's been happening? You never stop writing books, for the record.
I love writing. I'm in a groove right now. So, basically, I've got book number 5, which is actually book number 2 in my Fine Love series. So book number 5 is coming out next month. That one is called Fake Love Need Not Apply. The Single Girl's Guide to Avoiding Posers, Losers, Scammers, and Predators Online.
Oh, somebody had to write that book.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the age of Tinder and all the craziness that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody needed to write that book.
You know, this is, I mean, the age of the internet, forget Tinder, it's just the age of the internet mm-hmm. and people who pretend to be other people, right?
Right.
In order to get what they want. So how do you avoid the people who are pretending to be somebody that they're not in order to get with you, in order to facilitate their own lives?
Yeah. Yeah, that's I just started watching How to Get Away with Murder last night. Mm. And one of the questions was, do you really ever know anybody, like, you know, and which kind of it's a little alarming, isn't it, when you sit there? And so, I mean, when you're online and you're, even if it's one of those, I always feel like, tell me this, if this is true, if you're doing online dating, is it better to use one of those sites that you have to make an investment in? Like that you pay for?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
It doesn't. Because like somebody could go onto a paid site, be there for a few months and say to themselves, this isn't working for me. And then go on to any of the other unpaid sites.
Right.
You know, so I mean, people are fishing in every lake. And people are going to move from one lake to the other if they're not getting enough catches in a lake.
Yeah.
So diversify where you're putting your profile up on. And then practice the no kissing for 3 months rule. Because this is how you avoid getting caught up with something that you shouldn't be caught up with. Because these people are looking for something quick and easy.
Yeah. No bad fish.
It'll
make you sick for a long time. Okay, so that is, so that's the 5th book.
Yeah, I'm writing book number 6 right now.
And what is 6 about?
This one is called Say Yes to Goodness. And so basically, 10-step guide to a complete and happy soul. And oh my God, the cover. It just, every time I look at the cover, it makes me so happy.
Is it going to be a secret? Are you going to tell us?
There will be a reveal if you go on my Facebook page or go on to CanadasDatingCoach.com. So, Facebook, Chantel Hyde, Canada's Dating Coach. There will be a reveal, and it will just make you burst with joy the moment you see the cover.
I mean, you know, and if we had talked about this perhaps, you know, a couple years ago, I would have thought, you know, okay, well, I was a little cynical then. I mean, I've just turned 40, and you and I have talked about this, and I've told you that the one problem in my relationship is that we don't have any conflict. So I'm afraid that when
that is not a problem.
I know. People laugh at me when I say that.
Can I just jump across the table right now?
People laugh. But honestly, we dated 20 years ago. We've been back together, you know, for a little over a year now. And we've never had, 20 years ago or now, we've never had any interactions that weren't like joyful and friendly and kind. But in between our two relationships, did I have enough craziness and unkindness and dysfunction for just about, you know, every girl, definitely in Waterloo region. So it was hard for me to kind of trust that right away. But you told me it's okay to be happy. You need to trust that, right?
Can I address this?
Yes, please.
Okay. So when I write my books, like all of my dating books, there is at some point where I say, you need to surrender to things going well, because if you do what I tell you to do in each of the books, life is going to get better. And you're going to be uncomfortable with that if you're used to life being crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fear of the unknown even when something is good. We seek what's familiar even if it's bad for us, right? So when we get into a new phase of life and it's different than the last, even if it's good, there's a cognitive dissonance that goes on in your head and you feel discomfort because it's like part of you is like, I've always wanted this. And another part says, but I haven't had it. Therefore, I must not deserve it. And so part of me is rejecting it.
Yeah.
You need to say yes to goodness. You need to say yes to things working out better so that you can embrace it. So you don't reject it. So that you don't get in your own way when you actually improve your own life.
Mm. I love it. I can't keep telling myself that. I know. And I almost feel guilty when I say that because people are like, oh, shut up with you and your problems, which they're, you know, it's just
it's
very
not
good.
It's not a problem when things are going
on. I just say to him sometimes, what's going to happen if we ever have a fight? What are
we
going to do? We don't even know how.
You're going to talk to me.
Fight.
You're going to be like, okay, wait a second. Okay, hold on. I'm going to call Chantel.
Yeah. Here, talk to Chantel.
Right. You know what?
Phone.
Okay, so I work with couples.
Yes.
And so, you know, like there's conflict in couples, right, initially. And so here's how I'm a fight buster without ever being there. So couples will start working with me, and then I start teaching them how to address certain things and how to avoid having fights. And then what happens is they'll be at home, a fight will start to brew. One of them will say, let's call Chantal. And the moment somebody says that, their brain triggers and they think, what would Chantal say?
Yep.
And then they just go into that mode automatically, and then the fight is diffused. That,
you're like a puppy trainer. That's good.
I'm so good.
Okay, we're going to run out of time. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with some questions at country, pardon me, I'm in the wrong radio station, at 570news.com. So yeah, let's do that. And then we'll come back and we'll find out how people can get up close and personal with you as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Okay, we are back, and quickly we'll get into your questions to Jennifer at 570news.com. But first, Chantal Hyde, our dating coach, Canada's dating expert, our resident love doctor and knower of all things, is here with us this morning. And where can we find you? Where can people find you and the books?
Right.
You know, that they yeah. want in their hot little hands and hearts.
So if you're local, you can go to Wordsworth Books. And if not, go to Amazon. And I've got a dating seminar coming up on April 29th, and I'm doing monthly guided meditations. So go to my events page, canasdatingcoach.com, events, and you'll see the location and times there.
Okay, so that's how everybody, and look, it's so nice because you're so easy to connect with because you
yes.
live here in our yeah. region. And like you say, if people have questions or more than that, they want you to coach them.
Yeah. Well, I'm global. I mean, everything is online now too.
Right. That's yeah. right. Yeah. But I do like that I can get you and have coffee. Do you
know
what I mean? It's nice
yes.
to be yeah. tangibly with a human person too.
Yeah.
So we're lucky that we get that accessibility to you here. Okay. So here is a question, and this is anonymous. Hi Jen. Question for Chantal. My boyfriend and I have moved way too fast in our relationship. He is having a major moment of fear.
Mm-hmm.
If he decides that he wants to stay in this relationship, do you think we can be okay? Do you have tips for moving forward? Thank you so much.
Okay. So here is what I want you to do. I want you to know what it is that you want. Specifically, don't move in together. You know, it's hard when we do this a little bit because I always want to like dissect people and I want
right.
to like I want to ask questions and peel layers back. So I have to assume a lot when we have these writing questions. So when she said moving forward way too quickly, you know, are you living together? If not, you know, don't live together. One thing that I say is don't meld for a full year after you have that first kiss. So don't share bank accounts. Don't buy a pet together. Don't move in together. Because if it doesn't work out, like, you know, and the same thing with no kissing for 3 months. If in the first 3 months it doesn't work out, it's easy to
yeah.
extricate yourself from the situation. If you take a year before you meld, so pets and whatever, right? You know, if you wait a full year, then if things don't work out after that first kiss, then it's easy to extricate yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically, if he's feeling delicate right now, then focus on you. You know, one thing that we tend to do in relationships is we put way too much stock in their emotional well-being, and then we bounce that off of us. So separate your feelings from his, meditate to ease your own anxiety. Go to my YouTube channel, search Chantal High, go to my Let's Meditate playlist, select the 10-minute love frequency, listen to that once a day. It's going to shrink your amygdala, it's going to calm your brain. You're not going to feel stressed out about how he's feeling and what he's thinking. Focus on you, make yourself happy. And, you know, think about what it is that you want and communicate it to him in this way. Okay, this is the script when you're talking to men and you're telling them what it is you want them to do. Because, listen, you cannot tell a man what to do, but you can if you do it this way.
Make him think it's his idea.
Right, so here's what you say. I'm not telling you what to do. You're free to do whatever it is that you want, but I need, and then fill in the blank right there. And then that's it. That's the conversation. You don't need to, you know, you've planted the seed and now go back to taking care of yourself. See if your needs are met within a reasonable period of time. If not, come back to the conversation. I'm not telling you what to do. You're free to do what you want, but I need. And then follow through on your needs. If he's not going to fulfill your needs, maybe this isn't the guy for you.
And that's it sounds so easy to say, you know, you need to be happy first and you need to, but gosh, it's so true that, you know, that like attracts like, and when mm-hmm. you're feeling confident and good, and when you, I think probably one of the best lessons I've ever had is, no matter what happens in my love life, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out, you know, and I've had my heart broken and I've had my life in tatters. So at this point, really, you know, I know that I'll be okay. My world won't end.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is all a learning process. Mm-hmm. And everybody you meet is going to teach you something about yourself. And just because you're with somebody, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to be with them forever.
Right.
It just means you're supposed to rise. And you're always moving. So either you're moving forward or you're moving backwards. But you don't have a choice about whether or not to move. You just have a choice about which direction you're going to move
in. Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, we have 60 seconds. So here's a good, this is, because I bet you a lot of people are feeling exactly like this, like this person is. And I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. How do you deal if you love somebody, but you're not in love with them?
What do you want? Mm. You know, it's, I mean, the great thing about being in a relationship with somebody who releases dopamine in your brain continuously is, and I don't mean on a steady basis. I mean, like, you know, there's something about them in that day, in that smile, in that moment, in what they did, and your brain releases dopamine. And that's when you fall in love a little bit again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can feel warm and affectionate and caring for somebody, but if they're not releasing dopamine in your brain, then, you know, what do you want? Is this okay with you? Do you want to be in this relationship where things are just kind of like stated like that? Or are you looking for more excitement and maybe you need to pursue something that releases more dopamine in your brain?
Oh, those dopamines and oxytocins. And
oh, it's so good.
Okay. So again, we can find you at the website.
CannesDatingCoach.com.
And it's all there. It's every all there. Appearance, every time, every place they can get in touch
with
you.
And my books and everything. Yeah.
I swear the time with you and I just is gone. It's gone. We need another hour show.
Girls just want to have fun.
That's right. Chantel Hyde is Canada's dating expert. I thank you for your time and your engagement and your questions this morning. Eric Rose is on the way next. And enjoy this Monday. I'll talk to you in the morning.